You're listening to the Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive podcast from Newstalk ZB. Heather Duplessy-Allen.
Right, there is a very good chance that it's going to prove to be a mistake going after Donald Trump on the porn star charges. Now, I'm not arguing, and please don't take it that way, that he should get away with anything. No one is above the law, not even a former president. But I'm not sure that this is the charge that they should have gone after him on. This case is so technical, it's not clear it's even going to work against them. And it's going to be really hard for them to make it seem fair in New York. I mean, how can Trump get a fair trial out of a New York jury when he only won 12% of the vote in Manhattan, right? So if the case is a tough one, of all the potential cases, why would you pick this one for the first one up? I mean, there are way more serious allegations levelled against him, like him telling state officials in Georgia on tape to find 11,780 votes so he could overturn his loss in the state. That is a far more egregious breach of the law and in the public's eyes as well, which is important. Now, again, not to say that I think he should get away with anything at all, but I don't think this is the right charge to kick off with. For most people, this is going to look like a witch hunt. They will see this as the Democrats in New York coming after Donald Trump on anything they can find just to keep him out of the White House. They will not understand the Stormy Daniels case fully. And for them, this will just look like the prosecutors have dug up an old, tawdry case to go Donald Trump on. And he will use that to his advantage. Because already he's put out a statement claiming a witch hunt. He's raked in, he reckons, $4 million and counting in campaign donations. He's already leading the polls for the Republicans again. And he's got Republicans who were out publicly condemning him about 2 weeks ago, now lining up to support him. Now, this doesn't mean, of course, just because he's going to use it to his advantage, doesn't mean that he's going to become the Republican candidate. It doesn't mean he's going to become the president. But he is definitely going to become a martyr to a whole bunch of voters. Trump will use this to his advantage. And so if the case doesn't succeed, but Donald Trump does succeed, then it will have been a mistake.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.